Hi everyone, welcome to the Spiritual Hub podcast series where we discuss all things spiritual. My name is Rima Monteleone, I'm a psychic medium and a healer.
And my name is Narelle Monteleone and I'm a channel, healer and an ascension guide.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Spiritual Hub podcast series. This is Remo, and today Narelle and I are going to have a chat about belief systems, something which impacts probably nearly all aspects of our lives. But before we get started, I just wanted to just let everyone know where they can find me, contact me. Basically, everything is on my website, which is remomonteleone.com. From there, you can find all the social media links, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, the link to this podcast series. I also am often available for in-person events at some of the spiritualist churches, and I have my own events. I do have one coming up 12th of April in Castle Hill, which is a platform mediumship event. But yeah, everything is on my website. For those of you that don't know me, I'm a psychic medium. And everything you need to know is there. So I'll hand you over to Narelle.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so just to follow on from what Remo said, I'll just let you know where you can find me as well. So I've got a Facebook account, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Pinterest and YouTube and a website. I've changed my website name since the last time we did a podcast, so just to update you on that, it was NarelleMonteleone.com, but it's now EarthStarTransmissions.com. So if you type Narelle Monteleone in, unfortunately you won't find me, so it's EarthStarTransmissions.com. Reason being, I'm doing more channeling type sessions and things like that, so I just felt the name was more appropriate for the kind of work that I'm doing, incorporating light language and healing work into that. So as Remo said, you can find all our details. We'll place them in the information below, but we'd really appreciate a like and a follow if you can, if you can check out our social media pages. That really helps us to get our work out there. So welcome back, and yes, today belief systems,
yeah, that's a big one. I feel I'll probably want to talk mostly about how it impacts on our spiritual beliefs, you know, if we are doing psychic work, mediumship work, healing work, because you know, spirituality is something that's been around for a very long time. So it's got a long history, and like most things with a long history, probably all things, there's a lot of things that have been said, and a lot of things that were probably accepted as truth for some period of time, and then because of a realization or because of a shift in maybe people's behaviors or just social shifts in general, people's ideas have changed, and they've come to realize that what was once considered to be true is now not, you know. And I feel myself personally as a medium, you know, there's a lot of things that have been said, you know, it's the devil's work, it's only for special people, it's this, it's that, and it's been categorized into many categories. But I would just like to say to everyone that's on a spiritual path of some kind, and I believe everyone is, because the most important thing about being on a spiritual path is about living a good life, living a healthy life, a happy life, helping ourselves, helping others. And, you know, that's where belief systems come into play first and foremost, you know, how we perceive ourselves, how we believe ourselves to be. You know, are we hard on ourselves? And if so, why? You know, if we are feeling moments of grief or moments of tension or stress, you know, it's probably okay to feel those things, because we are all different. We do process things differently and we react to things differently. And often, you know, people tell us or society tells us that we shouldn't react a certain way or we should react a certain way. And, you know, I think back to mediumship, going back, you know, thousands of years even, where it was perceived to be a mystical thing. And, you know, that to me would have meant that a large number of people would have thought, oh, well, I can't do that because it's only for certain people. It's a special gift. It's something that I couldn't possibly do. You know, only a select few could do it. And whereas I believe that to some extent, if we want to, we all can do it. And, you know, there's been times throughout history as well where people have been persecuted for being psychics and being mediums. So imagine the fear factor there. Imagine what that would have done to our belief systems. And fortunately, it's not the case today. There are still elements of that, but it is a lot more generally accepted. So that frees people up to be who they want to be, who they truly are, and practice what they believe, because it is an individual journey. Spiritual journey, it is a very individual journey.
So well, I just wanted to say too about the fact that I still do think there's a lot of that kind of stigma still attached to it. Like, there are a lot of people that feel like you shouldn't charge for your services if you're a spiritual person. So that in itself is a belief system that's sort of carried through from the olden days of, you know, like, you're a charlatan, you're a fraud because you're just trying to make money out of it. And of course we know that's not true. It's just, you know, like any other job that you do, you get paid for your work, you get paid for the energy that you're giving out, and it is an energy exchange, so there needs to be that. And of course you can do free things as well, but yeah, there is still that. I do kind of see that a little bit in the spiritual community. And I also wanted to touch on the fact of when you said, like, where does that come from? Where do those belief systems come from? I feel like it all starts from our childhood. So the environment that we're in, the family that we're in, the experiences that we have based on, you know, the environmental factors, I feel really, it all really starts there in most cases, and that's what shapes us. And that's what creates those belief systems around how the world works, right from, you know, day one, really, from the moment that we're born, because we're in this little bubble, this little home, wherever that may be. And the beliefs that our parents and our other family members have are what become our beliefs, because we don't know anything different.
It's very true, because people are saying things and talking about things and expressing their opinions, and as children we are listening and we are taking that on board, and I feel at a subconscious level we often take that on board to be truth, to be how it is. But truth, I believe, is always evolving as well. You know, what we thought was true maybe 100 years ago is not true now. We've come to realize that things change. And truth is just really, I mean, my definition of truth is just how we perceive things.
It's one person's belief system is going to be different to the next person's, and it can be around the exact same thing, but you can ask 50 different people and every single person will have a slightly varied opinion on what they believe to be true about that. But what they believe to be true is true for them. So we also can't really judge other people's belief systems either, because it's where you're at, it's what you perceive something to be based on everything you've experienced up to that point.
Yeah, and I think too, coming out of childhood into adulthood and going out into the workforce and studying and whatever we do, we carry those belief systems that have been in that little bubble that, you know, Narelle mentioned. And then it's about, you know, how do we expand on that? How do we listen to other ideas and take on board from other people's opinions and ideas what works for us? Because I believe it's always good to listen to what people have to say. Even if we don't agree with everything they say, I feel that's not what it's about, because in that discussion, in that agreement and disagreement, you know, we should all be able to take something from that discussion that we can move forward with and add to our belief systems, and maybe shift our belief systems if if that is necessary. You know, it's not, it doesn't mean that everything we've been taught is not right for us. It just means that there are many other things out there that are potentially right for us, which we could be not allowing into our space because of our belief systems.
Mm. Well, I do think there's a lot of things in the world that we've been made to feel is true that probably aren't, but we won't get into that today. I just wanted to also mention the fact that I feel that most people get to a point in their life where they start to question their belief systems. It's it's part of the awakening process.
Yeah, definitely. I feel that's where our intuition comes into play. As soon as you said that, I could feel my gut churning around.
Yeah.
So, you know, learning to listen to that intuition as well helps us decipher what belief systems we may need to have another look at.
Yeah, and it is, I feel like it's just one of the many aspects of the awakening journey, because once you start to sort of seek answers and get curious about, you know, our place in the world and where did we come from and what am I here to do and all those big questions that we all have at different times in our lives, you can't help but start to look into your belief systems and, well, why did I get here? Why did this happen to me? All those sorts of things. And it can be easy to fall into victimhood sometimes when we think about the more negative experiences that we've had. But I just want to remind you that, you know, everything's been held a purpose. Everything's happened for a reason. And these experiences may even change your belief systems to some degree. But I really wanted to mention the fact that, you know, I think self-love is a big one, that a lot of people don't believe that they're good enough and that they can do things and that they can have the life that they dream of having. And so that is a really big one. So if you're someone that's really trying to, you know, manifest certain things, and you might have your vision board and you might have your crystal grids and you might be doing all these things and setting intentions and journaling, but you really need to come right back to the basics and really start with your belief systems around that and how deserving you feel you are. Because if you believe that you're not good enough, or if you believe that you can't do something, then it's going to be very hard to make that happen and to attract what it is that you want into your life. So I'd really recommend, really, for everybody, all of us, to just, you know, take that time to really sit and even write down, you know, how we feel about ourselves and what we do believe about ourselves to be true. And you might be surprised what comes out of that and what you really find that you need to work on. And then the healing process can begin, because you can start to question that and say, well, I might have believed this about myself when I was 7, but it's certainly not true now. How can I change it?
Very true, yes. And also, you know, things that happen to us, whether they be traumatic events or happy events, but basically life events that happen to us as we go through life, shape us sometimes, for even if it's for a short period of time. And thinking back to those events, you know, something that happened to you when you were 12, say, would have impacted you a certain way, but if that same thing happened again, you know, 25 years later, it would certainly impact you a different way. So I feel looking back, you know, over your life, not just childhood, but I feel it's a regular kind of, it's sort of a regular checkup, if you like, on ourselves, on our lives. I guess acknowledging and accepting, and basically acknowledging that everything that we've been through has got us to where we are now. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we still don't have things that we need to work on, because there will be other experiences that come. And the more we work on ourselves, then the more we keep our belief system open to change. Doesn't mean we have to change, but keeping it open to change, if that change feels right for us, then the better we will be able to deal with situations that come in the future.
Yeah, very true. I also think it's good to really pay attention to your thoughts that you're having throughout the day, because that's where you really start to see You know, that's the story that you're telling yourself, and you might be stuck in a story that about yourself or about another person. It's not always just about us. It can be about anything at all in the world. And the more you think about it and repeat those thoughts in your mind, you're really cementing those thoughts into your reality and making them become real, because that's where it all starts, with those affirming thoughts that we have, and then we attach an emotion is attached to those thoughts, and then through that's when that sort of becomes our reality. So I find that I see a lot in with my clients in healings and in spiritual development circles and places like that, where they say I can't do it, I'm not good at this, I can't do that, you know, and it's just all these self-limiting beliefs and behaviors. And then because they're in that state of mind and in that kind of energy, maybe they haven't done any healing ever, they've never meditated, then they attract experiences into their lives that really confirm that for them, because they're not in the best energy they could be in. So then they start having experiences that really confirm that, no, you're not good enough. No, you're not worthy. No, you can't do anything right. And it could be through, you know, like repetitive cycles and cycles of the same kind of relationships that they have, where they're abused, or, you know, they don't feel that they're heard, or they don't have any control at all in the situation. And so the belief systems are really important, because they affect every single part of your life, and they're really the decider as to whether you're going to have, you know, a joyful, abundant life, a happy life.
Yes,
versus being the victim.
Yes,
know?
Yeah, it certainly has a big impact. And you know what you were saying before, people saying I can't do this, or I'm not good at this. You know, our words and our thoughts are quite powerful. And I do believe what we put out there, you know, comes back. You know, so imagine if we were doing something and we felt we weren't good at it. Imagine how much better it would be to simply say, I want to be better at what I'm doing, rather than I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, even as I said that, it's a whole shift of energy. And, you know, Narelle mentioned the emotions a moment ago, and it is about focusing on the emotions that come from things we want to achieve, more so than, you know, the actual thing itself. So seeing yourself doing that and feeling the emotions that would come about from you doing what it is that you want to achieve, and putting that emotion out there, that feeling out there, you know, sets that in motion. Because often, you know, speaking negatively, I believe it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, if you say it often enough and long enough and just keep adding to it and adding to it, that's the energy that you're, you know, swimming around in, I guess, is one way to put it.
And mindfulness is a really good way to start to bring that into the present moment.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the present moment and becoming more mindful with everything that you do, everything's happening now, in the now moment. So if you're saying to yourself, even if you don't truly believe it right now, but if you're telling yourself, I am a good communicator, I am a really strong psychic, or I am a really strong medium, or I am whatever it is, it doesn't have to be spiritually related. I'm a really good mother, I'm a really good parent, whatever. If you keep telling yourself and repeating that enough, that does actually become your new truth, and you will start to believe it, and then it will become true, and then you'll start to notice the effects of that start to ripple out in your life and through the experiences that you have, and you'll start to have a higher level of experience rather than negative things coming into your life all the time. You'll start to see a shift there. So I am is they're two of the most powerful words that you can use, because
definitely,
what you put after that will really start to manifest.
Definitely. The other interesting thing too that I've heard people talk about, and I've probably experienced it a bit myself, you know, again, just relating this to psychic work, but it could relate to work, it could relate to everyday life. Sometimes people believe, you know, they have to start the day a certain way, doing a certain thing, maybe going for a walk or maybe sitting for a 5-minute meditation. So again, I'll just use myself as an example. So imagine I was about to go out and do a psychic medium platform show, and my usual routine is, you know, I meditate for 30 minutes before I do this show. And just say I've done numerous shows over the years, and this one time I simply don't have the time to do that. You know, does that mean that I'm not going to go out and do well? No, not at all. You know, it just means that on that particular time, I couldn't do what I usually do. You know, so sometimes people get caught up in a belief that things have to happen a certain way and you must do things a certain way. But I feel that also in time can become limiting. Sure, that could be something that could help you get established, help your focus, help your concentration, help you in, you know, whatever way it is. But just because there is a time, just because there is the odd time where you can't do a certain routine that you've programmed yourself to do, does not mean that you won't have a good day, or does not mean that you won't do what you need to do. What do you think about that, Narelle? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that we sometimes overcomplicate things. We think that we have to do all these... I'm coming back again to, you know, like spiritual development things, but, you know, I'm always saying, oh, meditate and do this and do that, but you don't have to do everything. And if you miss a day or you miss a week or you miss a month, it's not the end of the world. Mm. And it's about doing what feels right for you. And again, that's going to be different for every person. So there's no point doing something that, you know, you might have a list of, okay, today my goals are going to be, I'm going to get up and I'm going to have a shower and I'm going to meditate and I'm going to do yoga, I'm going to go for a walk or go to the gym or whatever it may be. If you end up with a list that's just so not doable, because you'll be spending 9 hours just doing your daily goals or rituals, that's or right, whatever they are,
preparing for your day, then your day's over.
Yeah. And then what's going to happen at the end of the day if you don't fulfill those things? Then you're beating yourself up going, see, I'm hopeless, I can't achieve anything, I couldn't even see that through. So making things more achievable and just doing what you can on day to day, living life moment to moment. I know it sounds corny and everyone says it, but it really is true, because every single moment is an opportunity to change, really. So you hear people say, you know, you change through with every breath. And it really is true, because we're just given an opportunity in every moment to act in a certain way, to think in a certain way. And so, you know, we're here to have an experience. We're here to live a joyful life. We're not here to suffer as much as many people do. That's not the goal. I do feel like it's a school for us to learn and to grow through, but also to have fun and to play and, you know, really connect with that childlike self and have an amazing experience. It's not meant to be hard. Sometimes it is. We have to overcome challenges to grow. But it's not meant to be as difficult as it sometimes is. And I think a lot of that, not to, you know, say that anyone who's had a dreadful experience, it's all their fault. Not at all. But I do feel like a lot of the time we're the ones to blame for our own disharmony, because
often we are,
we're just so hard on ourselves. And I know I've been like that, and I still am sometimes, but it's just a case of realizing it when you're doing it and stopping yourself and going, okay, that's not true, I can do this, look what I've done so far, like I can do more and I can achieve more and I'm here to make a difference. And so it really is all about, you know, what the story you're telling yourself in your head is so valuable. And so just taking notice each day, if you start to have these kinds of thoughts, kind of if it's something negative, stop yourself and just ask yourself, is that really true? And you'll find that it's most of the time it's not. And if it is true, and if you have done something that you feel is detrimental either to yourself or another person, then that's where forgiveness comes in. You know, we're here having a human experience. We're not perfect, and everything that you've experienced is for your growth and your learning, and so you can be better and to gain wisdom. So stop beating yourself up, and you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Yeah, I feel change, you know, change is a big one. I mean, it really is about change and about how we adapt to change. And it's interesting how, you know, we have little sayings where, you know, what is it, a paradoxical saying? I believe it is. So change is really the only constant thing that we have in our lives. Mm-hmm. Things are constantly changing, mm-hmm. and it's how we adapt to those. And I believe, you know, having an open-minded belief system, so being open to listening to other people, listening to other possibilities and ideas without necessarily taking them on board, I believe that's one of the best ways, if not the best way, to deal with change. And, you know, perfection is another tricky one, because what is perfection? It would be different for everyone. So if we're constantly chasing that perfection, I feel it's something that is unachievable. I feel we'll constantly, always will be chasing that. And often, you know, there's that little saying, you know, don't seek perfection, but look at your imperfections, because that's where the teachings are. And that's where the belief systems that hold us back live. And in exploring that and opening that up, you know, we find it's not about perfection. It's just about balance. It is about being open-minded, and it is about acknowledging that change is that one constant thing that we have. And if it scares us, that's fine. Let it scare us. But then how do we look at that, and how do we work with that, and how do we sit more comfortable with that change that may be coming, or it may just have been thrown upon us? You know, life has its little ways of doing that, doesn't it?
And you are enough right now, no matter where you are at in your life, no matter what's going on. You're always enough, and you don't have anything to prove to anybody except yourself. I think we're always worrying about what other people think about us, and it's really irrelevant, because it doesn't matter. You only need to do better for yourself than you did the day before, and that's really where the marker, I think, should be. Not trying to prove anything to anyone else, other than just trying to be better each day than you were the day before. And sometimes you stumble and you go backwards, and then you continue to go forwards. And the key is to just not give up and to just go, whatever it is, whatever your dreams might be, whatever it is you're looking to achieve, just keep going and really, you know, really reward yourself for the wins. When you do something that you feel really proud of, acknowledge it and acknowledge yourself and you know, reward yourself in some way, and because everything's worth celebrating. So I think that's really all I have to say about belief systems. Have you got anything else?
Yeah, I think I'd just like to finish up by saying that, you know, I believe most of our belief systems are probably not our own. I believe most of them, in one way or another, in one form, whether consciously or subconsciously, you know, at whatever level, I feel we've taken them on board along our journey in life, and there will be more to come. We will take others on board. So it's just about, I feel it's about being mindful of that fact as well. But, you know, they have shaped us. They have brought us to where we are now. So, yes, again, just, you know, open-mindedness is key there. So, yeah, I feel that's pretty much it for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we hope this podcast benefits you in some way.
Yes, and don't forget to check out our websites, and we've got sessions, workshops, events available, and I've even got some courses on spiritual development and living your purpose as well, so check those out. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.